Parshat Emor, like most of the book of Vayikra, deals with holiness. It starts with holiness in terms of the Kohanim. It continues to other expressions of holiness and also some behavior which is decidedly not holy. There are two points in the Parsha that it comes out with the same sentence, same declaration, that we're instructed or commanded not to cause God's name to become whatever the opposite of holiness. Lo techalalu, not to cause God's desecration of God's name, which is actually quite interesting because the word or the term, God's name, is really what's interesting over here. It's as if we can't possibly damage God, as it were, but God's name somehow is something which we could harm. Now, before we try to come back and understand this, one of my teachers, Rav Yehuda Amital, said that in his own personal life, this is what guided him. When he had to make decisions, he would ask, is the action I'm about to do going to cause a sanctification of God's name, a Kiddush Hashem? Or is the thing I'm about to do going to cause a Chilul Hashem? And with that, decisions in life became very, very simple. We always go for sanctification. If something we do is questionable, something we do could be misunderstood, something we do, people can see it as somehow as representatives of God, which we, not just rabbis, the entire Jewish people are, it can cause a desecration of God's name, then we know that that's the thing that we have to try to avoid. That's the advice in terms of life. But this idea in terms of the focusing of sanctifying literally God's name or the opposite, causing a desecration of God's name, Chilul Hashem, may help us understand something which has always been somewhat of a puzzle. The book of Vayikra is a book of laws. It's a book which really is devoid of narrative. There are two exceptions. One deals with the sons of Aaron, Nadav, and Avihu, how they approach the place of holiness and bring an offering or bring the ketoret, the incense, which was not commanded of them, which means it's an inappropriate use of holiness, which again fits within the larger theme of the book. The other one is found in Parshat Emor towards the end, and it is the story of the Mekalel, the one who curses. Now, what did this person curse? He cursed God's name. So most literally over here we have a Chilul Hashem, somebody who's desecrating the name of God and using the name of God within his desecration. Rashi points out something which really should make this whole episode even more troubling. How did this person know the name of God? Where did he learn it from? Where did he hear it? The answer is at Sinai. At Sinai, God revealed himself to the entire people of Israel. And God said, Anochi Hashem, I am God. Now, when God spoke, presumably in Hebrew, and said the words Anochi Hashem, God didn't use the word that I just used, Hashem, the name. Actually, the Torah spells out the name of God. It's the name of God, which we never use. It's a yud and a hey and a vav and a hey. And the name is considered to be so full of holiness, so literally awesome, that we don't use that name. But when God spoke, God said the name. God said, I am, and said the real name of God. So therefore, this person who was at Mount Sinai heard God speak, heard the name of God, and here, again, we have to pause. Being at revelation should have been transformative. Hearing God speak should have been transformative. Hearing God introduce himself, as it were, and saying, this is my name, should have been transformative. But instead, all this person learned was how to use that name and how to desecrate it and how to curse. Which means what this person then did is he cursed with God's name. Which means on the one hand, he recognizes the power, recognizes this identity, but what he distilled from his experience was taking that name of God and using it to express his own anger, his own disappointments. And instead of trying to better himself, instead of trying to find a way perhaps to sanctify God's name in his life, he did the exact opposite, and he cursed with the name of God. That would seem to be why the story of the blasphemer, the Mekalel, is found in the book of Vayikra, because it has everything to do with the book of Vayikra, which is holiness. And that's our choice. Will we, in our actions, sanctify God's name? Or will we do things which will cause God's name to be desecrated?